Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, even though the pubs are closing early this holiday season, that doesn't mean that you'll get away with having a gentler hangover. I think they're going to be worse with the news. We have ICU nurse Sarah Kearns in with me today. We're going to talk about hangovers. Isn't that right, Sarah Kearns?
Yes, we are.
Now, I suppose I should start by asking, what exactly is a hangover?
Well,
They're so miserable.
I'm brutalized by hangovers. I really have a bad time, like vomit coming out my nose. Oh, like yeah. I actually can't even cope at all. My husband gets a bit tired, you know, that's it. So yeah, I have a really bad time. So there's something, this is a topic close to my heart. So what alcohol is, ethanol is the other word for it, right? It's a toxic chemical and it's a sedative. So we ingest it and it works. So you take it, it goes into your tummy and then it's absorbed into your bloodstream and travels all around your body. And the first place it acts on is your frontal lobe of your brain.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what relaxes us. That's what gets us into sort of the mood to, you know, have a good time. Mm-hmm. And then the more you ingest off this substance, a sedative substance, the more sort of incapacitated you'll get with it, right? So like, and that's where, you know, in terms of, you know, how much blood, you know, we talk about people, you know, drink driving, things like that, and it's all based on what's in the level of alcohol in their blood, right? So like 0.2% is that your judgment is down, okay? And that's why people can get into fights and get aggressive and you say stupid things and all that sort of stuff, and that's all because your judgment markers are impaired by alcohol. Then your reaction times will reduce, and the more you drink, and then visual imbalance. So at 0.6, for example, your reaction time is down, and that's where the absolute cut off for drink, you know, driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it's ingested into the body and it goes into the bloodstream, alcohol affects everywhere because it's traveling around your body. Okay. So in terms of it, one of the main components other than affecting this frontal lobe in your brain and how you're acting is that it affects your kidneys and it makes you pee more. It's called a diuretic. So it's like coffee's a diuretic as well, and it makes you pee more. And also you're drinking fluids with the alcohol, right? The alcohol is in the fluid. So you're drinking fluids that makes you pee more. Then this is a diuretic. So you get really dehydrated. Okay.
Yeah. We've all heard of the dehydration part of it. But as you said there, you suffer really badly. Your husband doesn't really.
Yeah.
We're kind of the same in my household. So why are hangovers not the same for everybody?
So it depends on the, well, size of the person, right? And then some people are just more prone to the symptoms, okay? So just say Rob is a big fella, he's 6'5", so he, you know, he's got this big body mass to be able to, you know, a bigger liver and all that sort of stuff, and he's able to just tolerate it more. Also, a huge part of hangovers are the before, during and after of what you've done around the alcohol, okay?
Go on.
So, yes, are you hydrated going into your having a few drinks? And that is so important. And it's not like throughout the day. So just say I'm going out tonight, right, at 7 p.m. and I know there's going to be drinks, okay? I need to hydrate throughout today. So I need to be aware that I need to have, you know, maybe a glass of water every half, you know, hour or whatever it is, and stay as hydrated.
Above
you need
the 2 liters.
No, around the 2 liters. Just make sure that, okay, your body is functioning at the optimum, maybe a little bit more than, but you will be drinking, so you're going to be getting fluids in tonight anyway. So make sure that you've reached your target by the time you go out.
So Christmas time, Sarah, would you say everybody just focus on 2 litres a day?
Yeah, have a litre bottle. You know what's a really good thing? See, the water bottles only come in 700 mils, 500 mils. You know, 700, they're driving me mad.
Yeah.
What you need, what's really, really good is have a litre. And that's what we do in the ICU. All the nurses are really, we're really into hydration, right? And we will either have a 1 litre or a 2 litre bottle that you fill up and then you can watch it. Then it's a marker. So if you have a 2 litre or 1 litre bottle,
you know
as you drink it, you just have to refill it once during the day.
Tip.
So hydration, eating is absolutely key. When this alcohol goes into your tummy, right, and it goes into your bloodstream, the thing that will slow it down going into your bloodstream is food. Right? Because your body then, all your tummy acids and everything are acting on the food, then it'll act in and then it's going to slow down the release of this alcohol into your bloodstream. So eating is really important. Eating before you go out, drinking on an empty stomach, is that's why it hits you so quick, because it's absorbed literally immediately into the bloodstream and then you get drunker quicker.
Okay.
Right? So hydration and food, absolutely key to it.
Okay. When does the worst of the hangover peak and how long does a hangover last?
Well, it's about 24 hours. So when you start, so after, within sort of maybe 4 hours off, you know, your last drink, you should get the start of a hangover symptom, and it can last 24 hours. But certainly as I have matured in age, my hangovers can go on longer, two days. Yeah. And you can get the symptoms, the residual symptoms. If you think about it, so your kidneys are affected, so you're profoundly, what a hangover is, it's a list of symptoms that it's basically what alcohol does to your body, okay? So it goes into your stomach and irritates the lining of your stomach. You can vomit. Then it can actually irritate your bowels as well, so you can get diarrhea. Some people get really, really sick on hangovers, okay? It's a sedative, so you don't sleep properly. You don't go into that deep sleep. You go into the light sleep, the lighter realms of sleep. So you don't get a proper night's sleep, so you're tired. And then that knock-on effect the next day, you're cognitively, you're not functioning as well as you normally would. You know, in terms of what's really interesting, what alcohol does as well, it dilates your blood vessels.
Okay.
So when it goes into your body, your blood vessels are dilated, and that's why you get a red face. You know, do you ever get a red face with a glass of wine?
Okay, that's good.
And also, if you think about it, that's why you suddenly get that warmth. So you're in, and two drinks in, you're like, it's roasting in here.
Yeah.
But that's only a temporary thing, because it dilates the blood vessels, so it'll drop your blood pressure. So then all of a sudden, and dilating your blood vessels will let all the heat out of your body, so then you'll get cold.
Okay.
It's really immense of what it does.
It is. But are hangovers dangerous, or are they just a pain?
So the effects, hangovers in theory actually aren't dangerous, but the effects of alcohol can be. Okay, so we've talked about the impaired judgment and all that, but one of the things is the vomiting, because it irritates the lining of your tummy and vomiting. And I literally, in my first aid courses, this is something I really focus on. Every time I set foot in a school, this is really what I focus on. If somebody is drunk, lie them on their side, keep them on their side, put pillows in behind them, keep them on their side. So if they do vomit in their sleep, it'll drain out of their mouth onto the bed or onto the floor or whatever. So if somebody's really drunk, it's really important. Lie them on the side, put a pillow.
Yeah.
So their knees will, you know, you're going to go into that fetal position anyway. So a pillow at their belly, couple of pillows behind their back, and maybe put them against the wall so they can't flip onto their back.
Good tip.
Yeah. And so keep them prop them onto their side. Really important, especially like if you're out and you're young and whatever, just be aware of how dangerous it is to go to sleep with a load of drink on you. So, you know, like even in terms of, you know, just say what's happening in your whole body. Dehydration is the absolute main cause of what happens with the hangover. But I got some really good tips.
Go on.
By talking to both a pharmacist and a dietitian. Mm-hmm. So dehydration is a huge part of it, okay? So we need to rehydrate. So we have now focused after listening to today's segment on the importance of hydrating before the event. So for the whole of December, you need to stay hydrated. Focus on 2 litres of water a day.
Focus on that.
So the next day, it's all about when you pee, you're really, you know, you're basically peeing out electrolytes out of your body, okay? So we need to replace them for our body to function properly. Mm-hmm. Our body doesn't function properly when we're dehydrated. So something like a diuretic can really help. And then people often say Baraka, but actually it does help because you're replenishing vitamins. Vitamins like vitamin B in particular, Baraka, something like that. But something to be super aware of is vitamins like high vitamin C, you know, those dissolvable drinks, high vitamin C. If it's over a gram, two things that, so it can further irritate the lining of your tummy, make you even sicker. Okay, so you have to be really careful with vitamin C. And also it can impact the absorption of your contraceptive pill.
No, thank you.
No,
I'll
thanks
stick
to
with
that.
The Dioralite.
So just be conscious of your vitamin C,
Dioralite.
Do you know what's really interesting? Sports drinks. So we need to get hydrated sports drinks because they've got the electrolyte balance. Then the other thing was, you know what's really near, it can be more hydrating than water, is milk. So actually an L pint of milk before you go to bed can be really effective. I know your face here, like, I don't know.
A pint of milk is making a comeback for the lads in the gym.
And you know, absolutely.
And hangovers.
20 grams of protein in it.
Yeah.
So do you know, if you want to take a painkiller, so you get the headache the next morning, that's from dehydration. Something that you can take, it like a light paracetamol if you want something that's easy on the tummy. But once you fix the dehydration, that'll start resolving. In pharmacies, a homeopathic route can be milk thistle is amazing, and that supports your liver getting rid of all the toxins out of your body. Because when you take in, so as I said at the beginning, that alcohol is this toxic substance, so when the body's taking it in, the body will really focus on fighting off this toxic substance, and you get these things called byproducts that can further increase your hangover.
If I start taking milk thistle, does it take a while to kick in, or just
maybe within a day or two, but if you start taking it now, it's a really good thing to
supplement.
Take for the month. Yeah, it is a really good supplement. It's a really powerful supplement. Activated charcoal you can get over the counter as well.
Okay.
Some people say that works, but actually, to be fair, the best way to avoid hangovers, stick to the hydration, eating before, sneaking out for an L, something to eat mid pints is a good idea. Nothing, you know, go back to basics of who we are.
Absolutely.
A sneaky McDonald's.
Bag of chips.
Yeah, electrolytes. And really, it is time just for your body to get rid of all that stuff. One thing that I would definitely emphasise, right? So when we talk about who gets hangovers worse and all that, so if you think about body size and all the components we were talking about, I met somebody recently that is a huge big man. He's like 6'3" and really, really stocky big man, okay? And he was saying that he's recently been taken off the road because he was over the limit the next day. And he was saying that he would regularly drink a couple of pints and it doesn't, he's this has never happened to him before. 8 a.m. the next morning, he's dropping his wife to work. It was around Christmas time, so there was a midweek party, dropping his wife to work, and he was over the limit. And he said that he wasn't hydrated, he didn't drink, he didn't eat, so the alcohol went straight. He actually drank an empty, so the alcohol went straight into his bloodstream. And the other thing he was saying was that he went from, you know, that old myth, beer before liquor, never sicker. Actually, what that is that if you think about drinking beer, maybe 5-6%, but it's a large volume, so 600 mils nearly per pint, okay? So you're drinking a large volume of fluid into your body and it's lower alcohol and your belly gets full, okay? But it's so much easier to drink gin and tonics. There's small little drinks and they're the neat alcohol. So if you go pints, that's why you don't get drunk as quickly on pints, because it's the volume and it's a lower alcohol. But just say after a couple of pints, your frontal lobe is affected, you're loving life, and you decide, listen, I'm really full, I'm going to go for shorter drinks. Then you can actually speed up the alcohol, because it, when you're drinking alcohol, it kind of entices you to have, I'm having a really good time, and drink more and more and more. So it's just being really conscious. If you start drinking beer, stick with the beer, you know what I mean? If you do, or whatever. And also the biggest way to avoid hangovers, in my personal experience, is the glass of water between drinks. Or I go, if I'm kind of conscious of people, why are you drinking water or whatever, okay, that can happen. What I get is a gin and tonic without the gin. So I get a tonic water. And like, yeah, so then every second drink is a non-alcoholic drink, and that way you really pace yourself, you know. And you get, and just kind of be aware of yourself, and especially if you're, you know, people, if you have one friend who generally doesn't want to be bloated and dressed and might go out a bit hungry or whatever, just to be conscious and help each other and mind each other.
Great tips as always, Sarah. I won't see you now till after Christmas.
Oh, 1 unit of alcohol per hour as well. I need to emphasise that.
Go on.
Yeah. And that will keep you in check. That's all your the liver can
That is a very small amount.
That's what your liver can fight against, right?
Okay.
So any more than that,
so
that's when you're going to get drunk.
One is what? The equivalent of?
Very, very small
glass
of
beer?
Wine. Yeah, a glass of beer. Look on the back of the bottle, but then beers can be up to 8% or whatever now. They can be like rocket fuel. So be really aware. Have a look.
So the main things I took from this, 1 unit per hour, hydration before is key.
Eating.
Milk, thistle, eating. And the pint of milk before bed.
And then the next day, hydration the next day. You can get some, if you're very sick, you can go and get something over the counter, like a Motilium, something to rest your tummy. But just being aware is really hydration and the electrolytes, something like a Dioralyte.
Okay.
Yeah, so 1 unit of alcohol per hour. Go on to, you know, the government website, drinkaware.ie. It's absolutely brilliant and it is full of really, really handy tips, measurements of alcohol based on different beers, and makes you really aware of how to measure what's going on.
Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best thing I got for my house was a measurer.
Oh,
for alcohol.
Listen, no free pouring.
No free pouring. Absolutely not.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.